Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your host. And if you have something you'd like to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And on the Good Stuff program today, I have a couple of kind of Halloween-related stories, skinwalkers, and more. What do you have for us?
I thought I'd throw in a couple short two-sentence horror stories, and I've got an English lesson, and who knows what else I'll come up with.
I was never very good at English.
Okay, we'll see how you do with this.
Okay, this is called Don't Mess with the Skinwalkers. The Navajo believe that skinwalkers were medicine people or witches, not quite human and not fully alive, who dislike outsiders and have aggressive tendencies. They could imitate any sound, become any shape, and had no qualms about slaying people, animals, and children. Basically, anyone who crossed them was fair game. Many natives still don't tell tales about skinwalkers for fear of retribution on themselves or those they care about. In the Old West, specifically in California, Arizona, and New Mexico, cowboys talked of these spirit creatures in hushed voices. And when someone went mysteriously missing in the desert, these ghostly creatures were often blamed. So, if you ever hear a story from someone about their experiences with a skinwalker, tell them to keep their voices down. You never know who might be listening.
There you go. There you go. All right. Here's an English lesson. Class is now getting started.
All right. Let's see what happens.
I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tsunami. The T is silent.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Honest. The H is silent.
Hmm.
Psychology. The P is silent. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Knife. The K is silent.
Sure.
Wife. The husband is silent. Class dismissed.
Well, sometimes anyway.
Anyway, Jim actually, I'm not sure who sent that to him. I can't give credit. And I don't know where it came from, but I just thought it was pretty cute.
Beware the tears of La Llorona. While this might be a Mexican tale in origin, its haunting and terrifying story spread throughout the Old West. Depending on the story, Maria was either the wife of a wealthy husband who eventually began to neglect her, or Lady of the Evening who loved to go out partying. Either way, she became angry and resentful of her two young sons and flew into a fit of madness and rage. She took them to the river and drowned both of them. When she came to her senses, she realized the horrible things she had done and tried to save them from their watery graves. But it was too late. She wailed in grief and ended her own life shortly thereafter. Legend has it that late at night by rivers in the southwest U.S., you can sometimes hear the crying of a woman, "Where are my children?" Children are told not to go outside for fear that they'll be taken away by her or drowned in the river like her sons. The Tears of La Llorona.
That's horrible.
Well, it's kind of a ghastly thing for Halloween.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, man. All right, well, I'll throw some in there, too. Back to my two-sentence horror stories. I've had fun with these. Working the night shift alone tonight. There is a face in the cellar staring at the security camera.
I wouldn't want to go down there.
No way. I woke up to hear knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was the window until I heard it come from the mirror again.
Again?
I know. After working a hard day, I came home to see my girlfriend cradling our child. I didn't know which was more frightening, seeing my dead girlfriend and stillborn child, or knowing that someone broke into my apartment to place them there.
Ooh, now that's just creepy.
On several levels. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we better stop at those. I think that's a bit much.
Halloween is coming up on next Tuesday, so hopefully everybody has their costume picked out going to a Halloween party over the weekend. I'm sure that the coming weekend will be packed with Halloween parties, so everyone have a safe Halloween and a fun Halloween as well.
That's right, indeed.
I hear that my grandchildren are going as Rockford Peaches from the League of Their Own movie.
Yes, they
The whole group of them. So that ought to be cute.
Yep, that'll be cute. They always do a great job.
Thanks again for spending part of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.